richest that you can possibly be is like surrounded by women who affirm and sort of like assertively confirm like that when you are, when you're right, you're right. And when you're hot, you're hot. And it's like, you need talk. Like you actually do need to hear from each other. It's so important because the world is like violent and weird and like, honestly, like scary for women. And so it's like really fun and cool to be like, yo, you listen to me. Because I'm telling you, you're the best.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. We have two terrific actresses on with me right now. Really, really great to have them. Fans of their work. One is an Academy Award and Golden Globe Award nominated actor from such movies as Twilight, Spencer, Love Lies Bleeding, and the other you know from the very funny Arrested Development, Search Party, and The Old Man, now teamed up for this really funny kind of out there comedy called The Wrong Girls. Please welcome Kristen Stewart and Alia Shawkat. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. The movie's, for lack of a better term, sort of a really fun buddy stoner comedy movie with this sort of sci-fi twist. You guys are sort of these sort of codependent friends that are kind of, I guess, lost a little bit in their life. And then this absurd adventure happens. Did this sort of the thing that ends up happening is there sort of telepathic powers come into play that sort of bind the two of you together in, and this is for either of you or both, please feel free. Is the superpower maybe the worst possible thing that could happen to this friendship? It's just so codependent.
It's kind of what you do with it that counts. At first, I think it's kind of overwhelming to them, but ultimately they, I think it's a strength. It's kind of like a externalized, like this kind of like overt embodiment of their relationship already. I think they were kind of already in each other's heads. So it's like, they were always destined to eat this weird squid juice and like actually make it real.
Yeah. I know your wife, director Dylan Meyer, Kristen, you know, wrote and directed the movie and described it as like a love letter to chaotic women, but important like platonic friendships. Like explain that a little bit more if you can, because as kind of out there as some of the comedy is, there's really a core, really great relationship here that like kind of keeps you watching. And I obviously that had to be planned and really important, but just kind of, you know, elaborate on that a little bit if you can.
Yeah, I think it's like not so very often that we get to see women on screen not being either like, you know, very kind of aspirational, strong minded and little bodied. Do you know what I mean? Kind of like on a mission of some kind of like grand proportion. I think that our movies tend to get a little moral, especially when the protagonist is a woman. It's like it must be digestible. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It's like you can't mess up or be silly or stupid. And the chaotic element is literally just kind of realistic. It's like, you know, when your imagination gets you out of trouble and it doesn't always take a sort of, narrow vision, like their vision is vast. And so they make bizarre decisions sometimes that like get them into like funny situations, and they always kind of make the best of it because they've got each other. And yeah. I feel like that is, people love to like, I think it's relatable about movies, but it is. I mean, it's just like so much more realistic in terms of what the shape of facing adversity looks like when you are a chill stoner living in LA with your best friend. It's like, I think that's definitely something that is worth making kind of important, even though it's stupid.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, I that's one of the things that stood out to me is sort of this didn't sort of box you into like a typical sort of Hollywood interpretation of women, right? It doesn't even seem interested in trying to fix a couple of people that are kind of lost. Maybe you could even say failing at adulthood at this point, not to say that they're going to be failures in their life. And Ali, was that important to you that the women in a way be kind of just who they are, real? It's sometimes maybe disasters without the movie turning into some lesson about becoming a better woman.
I mean, yeah, thank God, how refreshing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy that it seems difficult to have a female character just be an idiot, because God knows men get to do that all the time. I'll be the hero. So, yeah, right. I mean, I think it's so important to put out like that failure is kind of is okay. I mean, not like when you're, you know, you don't want to hurt people, but just meaning like there's so much, especially in America, that's just kind of like, you have to want everything and you should be the best by the time you're 23 and have everything figured out. And it's like, I don't think any of us are really embracing like the fact that we don't have our stuff together all the time. And, whatever, for lack of a better word, our shadow self, like it's okay to fail a bit, and actually embracing that side of us is what's going to make us, I think, happier people, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But I just, yeah, these girls are such fun, positive kind of characters. And at the core, they might be pretty dumb, but they love each other and like they have each other's back no matter what. And I think it's just, it is very refreshing, and it was super fun to play. Like, I just love playing an idiot. It's like one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but you know, I don't know that I kind of felt that they were dumb. I just felt like they were, you know, they're still young and they're figuring it out. And like, so what, you know, like I had a whole other career completely away from entertainment and thought I had my life figured out as like a lawyer and a banker. And then I quit to go into this. And so to me, it just felt like relatable. And I thought it was really cool, like that it was just not casting you as typical females. And you're right about like, you've got to be this and you got to be that. And don't you feel like social media kind of puts that on you? Like, you got to have these many followers and you've got to look like this and you've got to wear these clothes. And like, this to me just felt liberating to watch. It must've been liberating for you to play too. Both of you, I would imagine.
Yeah, like it's not like they're fools. They're not just like stupid idiots. It's, I guess, that their frequency is just a little alternative. They like occupy this different space that is so far from the internet. It couldn't be sort of less unself-aware. Like, they're not looking at themselves from the outside. They're like so in their experience, and like that is definitely like, because we inhabit that weird space right in between. I mean, we didn't grow up with social media and we don't have it. And so it's like, I'm not completely like, sheltered and like blind to it. Of course I have the internet, but it's just so not where I like come from. Mm. And it's a really nice, it's really nice over there.
Yeah. Yeah. My closest friends are from high school, and, they're the best people in the world for me to be with, because that's where I can be just a complete fucking idiot. And like, it doesn't matter, right? Like, there's no judgment and whatever. And I remember one of our close friends started dating this woman who had this idea of like how to act like high society. And she kind of looked down her nose at us about like, we would just get hammered and whatever and just act like fools, you know? And then we go back to our lives and we would do what we do really well. And I got the sense of that with the two of you, that in this role, it felt like this friendship between the acting was so good and the writing was so good that I felt that I wasn't watching a movie, like that you were two truly longtime friends who exist, and this relationship existed a long time before you met. What did you guys figure out about their history as actors, like that isn't in the movie, but you know, maybe helped you kind of create what felt like a truly long-term friendship?
I mean, I think we both are lucky to have those friendships in our lives. And, you know, we knew each other a bit, so we already had like a camaraderie and like a respect for each other. But I think, you know, not speaking for Kristen, but I'm like, I think we have, everyone has, is like inspired by this idea of like, who's your wrong girl? You know what I mean? Or just like that crew that, you know, and some of you do too, but like, those kind of friends, like the ones you're talking about, the ones that like, no matter what moment of shame spiral you're in, your friends are still going to laugh and be like, but we freaking did it, man. And we were there together. That was fun.
Right.
And I feel like we're lucky to have those kinds of friends in our life, you know, which not a lot of people can say, and old friends and people who have seen us through all of it. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like we brought that to it too. Just like, we're good friends, and we have good friends. So we just got to be inspired by that. And like, what a rad thing to get to play finally, instead of just, you know, fear or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, Kristen, like, what do you think that you guys got right about female friendships in this movie that maybe Hollywood or movies tend not to get right? You know, I'm really interested from your perspective, obviously, because you're a woman and I'm not. And so you probably play closer attention to that, but it felt like it's almost felt gender neutral in a way, even though it's two women, you know what I mean? Like, but I'd love your perspective on that.
Yeah. I mean, I think Frankie and Molly are kind of bros, and I guess like the difference between this relationship and ones that are like commonly depicted, or maybe like from an outside. I mean, the thing is, I am a woman, so I don't really have friendships. I don't have male friendships. I'm not a male who has male friendships either. So I'm like, it's kind of my only perspective on connection. But but if I was going to kind of disembody and like look at us anthropologically, I would be like, it's like we're talking about their kind of lack of ambition, or them kind of leaning into being adults and them not being like quote unquote successful. But the richest that you can possibly be is like surrounded by women who affirm and sort of like just assertively confirm like that when you are, when you're right, you're right. And when you're hot, you're hot. And it's like, you need talk. Like, you actually do need to hear from each other. It's so important, because the world is like violent and weird and like, honestly, like scary for women. And so it's like really fun and cool to be like, yo, you listen to me, because I'm telling you, you're the best.
Yeah. You need each other. You need each other.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So you're directed by your wife. So I worked in a family business that can always be tension or whatever like that. Was your wife able to get you to kind of go to a place or do something as an actress that maybe other directors couldn't get you to do? And Ali, what was it like working with Dylan for you?
It was a dream, honestly. I can't even joke about it. I mean, she's just, this project she's been working on for a really long time, and I can relate to that feeling of just being like this project that you just have to get out.
Yeah.
And it just like, the movie is made up of all these things that I just like really believe in and stand behind.
Yeah.
And I think that's just kind of what makes up Dylan's, you know, DNA. She's incredibly smart and well read and well watched, and the way she speaks and carries herself is reflective of her kind of writer, poetic brain, the way things land. And so she was just a natural communicator on set. Like, it was really easy. And then sometimes she'd come to me with an idea for a joke, and it's like, I knew exactly what she was saying. And our sensibilities are just really similar. And obviously her and Kristen have such a shorthand. So it never felt like, oh, here comes the director trying to get us to do that bit again. You know, it's like, really was like we were all together on it. And she really was an amazing, you know, if the director's the leader, everybody was like, aye, aye, captain. You know, she was just such a good vibe, and everybody wanted to help bring this like rad project to life. Everyone had their heart really connected to it. So it felt really good to be on that team, you know.
But Kristen, do you have to like avoid talking shop when you go home at night, or how does that work? Or does it just inevitable that it spills over?
Oh, man. I mean, luckily, we're both just like so completely obsessive. I could not even hang with someone who didn't understand that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm so lucky. I don't, my work is like my life. I don't think about anything else. So, like talking shop isn't even like, I won't. Yeah, we do that.
You do it, yeah. Yeah, that's why my wife's a saint, because I can't turn it off either. And I'm on my way home and I'm like, oh, something happened at whatever, when I used to work at the Late Show or whatever. And it's like, and she'll just smile and whatever and let me go. And it's like, God damn, I'm a pain in the ass. It was like, you know, but I know we got to wrap. I'd love to talk to you more, but one last thing, like this whole telepathic thing, which I did not see coming, and I think is really awesome, is like, as you were working together as actors on the set and like in these scenes, did you start to feel like you kind of could anticipate? Was there ever a moment you thought, I know exactly what Ali is thinking right now, or and I don't even need to say it out loud? Were you kind of getting into some kind of a vibe that way?
Could we read each other's minds?
Sorry, I'm a little long-winded with that.
If my options are yes or no, I'm gonna lean more towards yes.
Or you can say it's a stupid question. You can say it's a stupid question. I don't care. I got no.
No, I don't think it's a stupid question. If the answer isn't yes or no, but I'll choose yes.
Well, if you had truly had telepathic powers, you would have known if it were a yes or no question. So sorry you failed that test. No, I'm just kidding. This has really been fun. It's great to have you guys on. It's a really cool movie and it's very different. And I hope everybody goes to see it. It's in theaters now. It's The Wrong Girls, Kristen and Ali. It's wonderful to have you on. And thank you so much. Hope to have you on again sometime.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Great.